Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today. As we're going to be looking at a specific type of energy in your natal astrology chart related to the four elements of fire, water, earth, and air. And I'm going to guide you through an easy exercise to identify more of your natural energy in your chart and give you some more insights into how to work with this energy, as well as what is significant if you are missing a particular element in your chart, meaning you don't have a lot of air signs or you don't have a lot of fire signs. I'll be touching on that as well, as that can be very helpful to understand. This is the Monday podcast where we focus on a specific topic in astrology, whether that is related to your natal astrology chart or the ongoing transiting energies that we're experiencing. And so the Monday podcast episode is different than the Wednesday show, as the Wednesday show is always about the weekly energies and what we're currently riding through with these cosmic energies. So I just wanted to explain that a bit for those who are new to this podcast. Welcome. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much and welcome back. As some of you maybe know, I've been doing this podcast since 2012. It has had millions of downloads to date, and I'm just so thrilled that we are all sharing this journey together through the lens of astrology, because astrology is a wonderful language, a wonderful way to understand energies, and more relevantly, a wonderful way to know yourself, to understand more of who you are through all the various layers of astrology. And so this particular show is focused on the special topic of the four elements. So we will begin by looking at your natal chart. And what I would invite you to do is focus on your five personal planets. The five personal planets are the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars. These are the energies that compose your sense of self, your daily experiences, how you move through life on a regular basis, as these are the energies that are most closely related to your personality. You could think of it as the more immediate formula or core recipe of your energy. And so with these five personal planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, we're going to then talk about each of the four elements and have you understand more of yourself through this particular energy signature. So when you're looking at your five personal planets, you're going to identify how many you have in the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, how many you have in the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, how many you have in the air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and how many you have in the earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. So because there's five planets, you're going to have at least one that's more dominant. Of course, there's many combinations here. You could have many personal planets in the same element. Say maybe you have a lot of water signs, or maybe you have a lot of air and earth. There's so many combinations here, but just simply add it up and look at which elements are strongest for you. Now, before I go into the specifics of each of the four elements, I do want to recognize that every astrological sign is different from the others. Each one is a unique combination. So, for example, the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, they are all fire signs and they are all masculine energies, but they have different modalities, where Aries is a cardinal sign, Leo is a fixed sign, Sagittarius is a mutable sign. So we're talking about the signs in the elements, but then you can go even further in understanding that each of the elements are broken down further into more specific signatures. So know that we're talking about this from a broader perspective that's only about the elements, Because you could know your chart fairly well and you could already say, oh, well, I have a lot of cardinal signs, I have a lot of mutable signs, I have a lot of fixed signs. And that would be a different energy signature than what we're talking about in this show. So in this show, we're focusing specifically on the four elements. This is more beginner knowledge, but even if you're very familiar with astrology and with your chart, perhaps you're going to notice something new or notice something different. And that's what I love about astrology. Just for myself, every time I look at my own chart, I see something a little bit different or something new catches my eye. So it is definitely an ongoing study, and there's a lot more that we can uncover the more we dive into our charts, especially through these specific topics. So you have counted up your five personal planets. I'm going to talk about what the four elements are, and also we're going to go broader. And you can do this now if you'd like, which is looking at all of the planets in your chart. You can include asteroids, you can include your ascendant and your midheaven, any particular points that are strong for you, and add up more of the elements across all of your chart. So we're starting with just the five personal planets, but then you'd want to go through and add up how many planets you have in fire, water, air, and earth across all of your chart. Because as the personal planets are about your core personality, when you look at all of your chart, a stronger energy theme emerges. And this is where you're going to notice where you're missing an element, perhaps where you don't have a strong representation of a particular element and what that could mean as well. So, fire signs. Fire signs are about action, motivation, inspiration. Fire signs are about the energy of growth, what we're ready to move towards, how we assert ourselves. Fire signs are also associated with the ego. This can be a healthy ego or an exaggerated ego. Fire signs are developing their sense of self through what they do, what they accomplish. This is an energy that is burning brightly, and it has a lot of inspiration associated with it, where you're inspired to be yourself, inspired to take action, where you feel a motivation and you want to go for something. And because the fire signs are masculine, they are more about how you assert yourself and how you have a desire to make things happen and to know yourself better through the actions you take, what you accomplish, the movements that are happening in your life. Oftentimes, fire signs don't want to stand still. They want their energy to be directed towards something. And this can be in the physical body. This can be through inspirations and ideas and things that you're motivated to accomplish. But this energy often has its own get up and go, where, okay, I'm ready to go, let's get something moving, let's get something started. So fire signs take action. And if you have a lot of fire in your chart, you are perhaps that go-getter. You're ready to move. It's natural for you to be in motion. And in fact, you seek it out. It could be hard for you to stand still or to be patient. The fire signs can be impatient. And that's because you want to live life to its fullest. You're ready to keep going, to keep moving. There's a sense of, what can I do next? So fire signs can also be very much in the future, where you're always planning ahead, moving ahead, aware of where you're going next. So planets in the fire signs are the motivators, are the ones who get things going, who seek out action, and you're looking to develop a healthy sense of self through what you do. You're looking to manage your own ego, manage competitiveness. You could need to manage anger or how you assert yourself if you're too aggressive at times. The fire signs can burn others out. They can also burn other people. So you're looking at your people skills. You're looking at how you interact with others from a place of allowing others to be their own person, to do their own thing without burning too many bridges. Or again, that fire energy can scorch. So So you're looking at how you can manage that in a healthy way so that you can maintain good relationships with others. Now, in the astrological wheel, following every fire sign are the earth signs. The earth signs are feminine, and they are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. The earth signs are about practicality, realistic, and the real world, the physical world we live in. So the earth signs connect us to reality, and it brings us back down to earth. Where the fire signs get us inspired, get us going, then the earth signs come in next and provide some type of reality check. They can also bring in a sense of what's possible. How are you going to do that? How does this work? The earth signs focus on what can be accomplished realistically based on what you have, meaning the resources, the money, the time. How is this going to be created? What is the best use of your time, your energy, and your effort? So the earth signs clearly ground us, and they keep us in our physical body. They connect us to our physical energy levels and what we are experiencing and creating in our physical lives. The earth signs are about specifics, the details, what is in the present moment, not about the future necessarily. With the future, the earth signs are about how am I going to get there? What's the process? What's the steps? What do I need to plan for? But the earth signs give us a clear foundation of where we're at in the moment and also give us a sense of what we can handle in our daily lives. The earth signs also will reveal boundaries and constraints, meaning you only have so much time, you only have so much energy, or what are you going to accomplish that's realistic? So the earth signs prefer to focus on the tangible realities of what we have. And from there, we can build. Then we can grow. And that is one way that the earth signs operate. They can appear to be slower moving than the fire signs, but that's because the earth signs are moving with a different sense of themselves and a different sense of what can happen. So this is the energy that reminds us of our power in the physical world. It gives us a sense of fortitude, patience, perseverance, stick with something to see it through. The earth signs also help us understand how we show up in the world, how you appear counts, how you're physically taking care of yourself matters. There is responsibility here. The earth signs are often very responsible and practical energies, and they have a sense of duty. This can be to oneself, to your home, to your work, to your finances. There are things that need to be taken care of in the real world, and the earth signs are made for that. They can also be wonderful creators that take an idea or take an inspiration and bring it into tangible form that makes something that you can touch, hold, see. The earth signs really influence and support our physical world in ways that we can take for granted. For example, you need a shelter, you need a home, you need to eat food, you need to put clothes on your body. These are all about the earth signs energy of how we go about creating our lives and how we can feel strong in doing so. Now, the earth signs can be slower moving, and this can be both an asset and a liability in that they're slower to get things going. Their energy can be too stuck in the physical world and disconnected from other possibilities, other ways of moving ahead or of understanding something. Sometimes the earth signs can feel the weight of the world, can feel the heaviness, can feel a lot of problems, can be stuck too much in the physical world and not know how to detach. This is where the energy can be very materialistic or very much about, I'm all about my job, I'm all about what I do in the world. This is where the earth sign energies can be overly focused on the physical world and your achievements, what you have, what you've done, and those can identify yourself. In other words, you begin to self-identify with what you own or with your title in a job. So the earth signs are very strong here in terms of their ability to navigate life, but there is a need to step away from the constraints of the real world and to allow yourself to detach, to give yourself a break, and to not be too consumed by what is happening all around you. Now, following every earth sign is an air sign. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and the air signs are masculine. And so they follow the earth signs and give us an opportunity to open up our minds, to have conversations, to have discussions, to connect with others. The air signs are typically about how we do so. The thoughts going through our heads, our perceptions, what we're learning, what we're understanding, and how we talk about it, how we interact with others. The air signs tend to be social because of this. They're can be more conversations that you just genuinely want to have with others. You desire interactions. You want to talk it through and talk it out. Air signs tend to be very intelligent, very curious, very aware of what's happening, even when there aren't words spoken. There's things that you're perceiving or you're picking up on. You can also be focused on what other people might be perceiving or the other ideas, thoughts, and solutions that are going on not only in your own mind, but in others. The air signs remind us that we can solve problems. We can think things through. We can talk it out. And so this is the strength of not only talking, but also of listening, of being aware of the differences in the world, differences of opinions, differences of thoughts, and how there's room for all of it. Air signs tend to be wonderful problem solvers and want to seek out new solutions, new information. This is where we want to really dive into a book. We want to research a topic. We want to learn more. We want to know more. We want to know more about other people. And so the mind is very strong with the air element. This can lead to overthinking. This can also lead to being aware of where your mind goes, as the mind can go into the past and into the future. This is where we can have anxiety, where we can be overthinking, overplanning. That mind can be very active. It can be scattered. It can be the monkey mind. So the air elements are here to manage mental activity, to be aware of your thoughts and the energies that you're putting towards your mind. This is also where you're learning how it's important to have a release valve so that you can share what you're thinking. Maybe you write it out. Maybe you talk it out. Maybe there's things that you need that help you move all of those ideas and thoughts so that they're not stuck in your head. And in fact, the air signs, because there can be too much thinking, there can also be a sense of wasted talking, meaning you could just be talking to hear yourself talk. This is where there can be gossip. This is where there can be the pettiness or things that just don't even matter that you get swept up in. With the air signs, you're also looking to manage that you're ready to put those ideas into motion at some point. It's not just a thought. It's not just something that you're considering or that you're mulling over. The air signs are also wanting to do something with their knowledge base. And because it is a masculine sign, there is energy there to assert oneself. And I think about certain areas of life where this is certainly needed, such as in relationships, at work, with your family, where it's important to share what you've been thinking about, what's been on your mind, what's been keeping you up at night. There needs to be, again, this release valve, a way to move it through and to know that perhaps you can have so many thoughts in a day, but what really matters? So the air signs are learning to prioritize your thoughts, what is really true for you, while developing mindfulness and perhaps some type of meditation practice or something that calms that very active intelligence, something that allows you to be in charge of it so that it doesn't feel like it's always in charge of you. Now, the air signs tend to be very social, where they have a lot of connections, a lot of emails, a lot of text messages, a lot of social media, because you can handle that. You can handle a lot of information coming in, going out, a lot of conversations happening simultaneously. So the air signs tend to be very social and know many people, know many different types of people even, and enjoy those interactions. You enjoy really getting together with the right people. You enjoy having quality conversations. And you may even be a really good friend and a really good listener because you're aware of the power of words. Following every air sign is a water sign. And the water signs are feminine, and they are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. The water signs bring us into the flows of life, our internal world, what we're feeling and sensing, and also ask us to trust more of what we're feeling. Water signs invite us to turn inwards, to listen and receive, to be more receptive, to be aware of what is not being spoken, what is not being seen, but to trust more of your feelings and honor more of what is moving through you. And so the water signs are about the flows of life, the flows of feelings, the flows of energies. And those with water sign energy may strongly resonate with the desire for this element to trust life, to understand that part of your journey is to go into yourself and to not stay only above the surface. The water signs are compassionate. They're very good at understanding what is happening within a person, the complexities of us, how we can have many different feelings at once, how we can have a lot of wisdom that is derived from those feelings. Water signs are natural at going into healing and therapy, as well as needing a process for experiencing your own inner world. And this could mean that if you have this element in your chart, you need time to process. You need time to allow things to move through you. You might need more alone time, as the water signs can tend to need their own private space and give themselves time for whatever may come up. You may identify as an empath. You may be highly sensitive if you have this element strongly in your chart. You may experience the world through more of that intuitive lens of life, or you have a stronger feeling nature, and this is yours to manage. This is yours to be responsible for, and to understand that your feelings and what's coming up are to be honored, even if others don't relate or don't understand it in the same way. It's important to have ways to move the energy through you so that it doesn't get stuck. And it's important to ensure that you're continually listening to your own needs. Because the water signs can be so empathetic and so aware of others, you are also establishing boundaries in your life. You're learning what it means to have strong boundaries. Boundaries for self-care and boundaries for a sense of discernment and protection so that you're not absorbing or taking in more that is not truly your own. Water signs can also be very subjective, where you're very aware of your own feelings and you might have to work on objectivity, stepping back, seeing something from a different perspective or a different lens so that it doesn't feel so personal or perhaps doesn't feel so big to you. And this is where you could feel like you ride the waves of life, where there's different tidal waves that you move through. And this is a gift because life is about change, and water signs can flow with change and they can move with the changing weather patterns of life. You also need a safe place to be in your feelings or to be in your own energy and to allow yourself to cleanse accordingly. Meaning if you're feeling a big emotion come up or if something is really working through you, you need to have your own processes and ways of handling that that is also honoring your responsibility, your maturity, and your boundaries. You can also feel that you understand people at a deeper level, as the water element tends to be a connection point between people where you connect emotionally and you're looking for that. You seek that out and you might feel that these are the energies that you naturally gravitate towards and connect with. Water signs do want connection. They do want to feel close and they want to feel safe. Safe to be yourself, safe to share how you feel, and also safe to continually trust what comes up for you. You are learning what it means to honor your feelings and to know what those are while also separating yourself from another. Separating yourself from another's feelings, another's energies, something that you want to support. You could be very compassionate, very kind, and yet there's a part of you that can't overgive to others. So you want to be aware of those patterns or those tendencies and make sure that you're harnessing them appropriately so that you are your own container. Just as all sources of water have some type of container, you're getting clearer on what type of container works for you and supports you in a loving way. So each of the four elements is its own energetic expression, and they work together through complementary means. So fire signs, which are masculine, work very well with air signs, which are also masculine. Together, fire and air supports putting ideas into motion, taking action. When the air signs have a lot of ideas and a lot of things they want to get done, the fire sign can come in and give it that burst of energy and say, let's do this, let's go this direction, I know where we can go with this. And just as the fire signs may have a lot of energy and not know what to do with it all, the air signs provide solutions, directions, and ideas for how to exert yourself. Then we have the complementary energies between the earth signs and the water signs, which are both feminine energies. And where the earth signs can be very stuck and perhaps restrained at times because you're very aware of boundaries, of your responsibilities, your commitments, what you need to get done, the water signs come through and help you flow with life, to trust the movement, to allow yourself to relax and exhale as energy shift and form you and shape you in new directions. And so then the water signs are beautifully supported by the earth signs, as the earth sign can provide that container, the boundaries, the sense of what is feasible, and that supports how the water signs want to use their energies, where the earth signs provide the practical application of what the water signs are feeling and what their intuitions are. So that earth sign energy is clearly very grounding for water signs. So you have these elements that are complementary and that work well together. And so as you look at your five personal planets, you may have a new energy pattern emerging around how you go about your day, how you exert yourself, how you experience life based on whichever elements are strongest for you. Now, when we look at your full astrological chart, so all the planets, and you can include asteroids if you'd like, you can include your rising sign, your midheaven, your north node, your south node, as many planets and points as you'd like, what you're now looking at is how many of each element you have. So you can count up how many fire signs, count up earth signs, count up air signs, count up water signs, and with that tally, you can see which energies are more dominant for you. Now, as you do so, Some people realize they have an element that's missing, or you only have one planet in that element. And so I'm going to go through and talk about what it means if you don't have a strong representation of a certain element in your chart. And this can also be strong if you don't have a certain element in your personal planets. And so again, this is where it gets very specific for every person, as there are numerous combinations here of how the elements can show up. And this is going to give you more insight into your energy and perhaps what you haven't noticed before. And this is simply because we just haven't understood a part of ourselves. We weren't aware of something that was not represented or was quote unquote missing. Now, when we say that an element is missing or you don't have a lot of it in your chart, what we're saying in an energetic level is that it doesn't come as naturally to you. It's not part of how you operate or how you move through life. It could feel like it requires more effort from you in order to be in that element. So as we take a look at the four elements, these are some things to consider. If you don't have a strong representation of fire signs in your chart, then you may be required to seek out motivation, inspiration, and action from others around you. You may need someone who gets you moving. You may need a coach. You may need someone who energizes you. You may also find that in friends, in partners, in family members. There could be others who really get you inspired or motivated, who give you a plan of action. So if you don't have strong fire in your chart, that is an energy then that you can now consciously seek out in others and understand that it may require more for you to practice that energy signature. Now, if you have a strong Mars is related to the fire elements. So you may not have strong fire, but if you have a strong Mars, then you could be more energized because of that Mars influence. Now, if you are lacking Earth in your chart, then you may have to seek out support from others for anything that the Earth element rules. And so this could be related to the body, finances, work, taking care of priorities and other duties in your life. Because the earth element is about how we build up our life and our daily world, you may need assistance with that. You may seek out others who have strong earth sign energy to give you guidance, to show you priorities, to help you move things along. Without the earth element, you might have issues with money or finances. You might find it harder to take care of some of your daily responsibilities or commitments. You may need more support through the earth signs in order to essentially fill in the gaps of the energies that you don't have. And this can now be something that you seek out and appreciate in others who have strong earth sign energies and who can give you an understanding of what is necessary and what you have to deal with here in the physical world. Now, if you have few or zero planets in air signs, the air signs are about how we share our thoughts, how we communicate, how we learn, how we receive information. It's your mental processes. And if you don't have a strong representation of air sign energies, you may need support with your communication skills. You may need to seek out someone who feels safe for you to share your thoughts, share your ideas. You could be someone who holds back in sharing what you think. You might not always know if you should open up and share. So you want to strongly activate more of your throat chakra. And you also want to pay attention to your natal Mercury, since Mercury is about how we think, talk, and express ourselves. So without air signs, you could also ostracize yourself or isolate yourself unintentionally, because the air signs are about relationships and socializing, and you may need more support with that. You also might not enjoy it as much. You might not want to socialize as much if you don't have strong air signs in your chart. And then if you have fewer planets in the water signs, you may need support in opening up your feelings, in expressing what's happening in your inner world. There may be a sense here that you're working on being more compassionate and understanding. Perhaps working on empathy or understanding how others feel is something that you can now step into and open up to. If there is a lack of water signs or few planets in water signs in your chart, you don't have that feeling lens or that emotional process that others may have. So that isn't one way that you experience the world. That's not how you navigate life, but you're learning more about how you can be there for others and perhaps support their emotional process. And it can even show you more about what you need internally, as well as connecting you to more of your own heart messages. Now, the fewer planets in water signs can also mean that you provide that listening space or solid container for others. You may come across as someone who can hold their energy, who can be there for them as they go through something that is personal. But you do want to be aware that part of your energy isn't in those water signs as strongly. And so you are working on what it means to emotionally understand other people. And this can be through understanding what emotional intelligence is and heart connections and going into more of these experiences that you may find that other people are having. Now, with the water signs, if you don't have that strongly in your chart, you do want to pay attention to your moon sign, because your moon sign is then how you process and experience feelings. And this can give you more insight into how that works for you. So when an element is missing or not strongly represented in your chart, that is an energy that you're then seeking out from others. You could even find this through people you live with, whether those are roommates, siblings, a spouse, friendships. They provide something in your life that fills in that missing element. And it will flow and connect for you if it's working with that complementary element that you might have. So for example, if you don't have strong earth, but you have a lot of water, then the earth signs are going to work with your water signs. If you don't have a lot of fire in your chart, but you have a lot of air, then those fire signs are going to work better with your air signs. So it's really fascinating to look at all these connections and all the ways things can come together and operate. And also understanding more about your own chart opens you up to not only how you move through your life and through your world, but what you may be seeking out from others. So I hope this has provided some interesting insights into looking at this layer of your astrology chart. Next Monday, we will switch focus and I'll talk about the three modalities. We'll talk about what it means to have strong cardinal, strong fixed, or strong mutable signs, the pros and cons of each, and how to work with those energies in your own chart. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. And if you would like to learn more astrology with me, please check out all of my current classes and programs below this podcast episode. You'll find an introductory course, how to learn transits, how to read your solar return chart, a class on the astrology of relationships, plus monthly astrological programs going through all the transits of the month, and many more. And I hope all of this information supports you in understanding your own chart even more, because as I mentioned, astrology is never ending. It's always growing. We're always expanding through it. And I think that's one of the coolest things about it, is that there's always more to know and more to look at. So you can find out all about these courses over at mollymccord.online. And in the meantime, I'm also on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So I hope to see you back here soon for another podcast episode. I'll be here every Wednesday and Monday. And as always, I appreciate your presence, energy, and time as we journey through this world of astrology together. I'll see you back here very soon.